Pulse Sport
on the Pulse of West Yorkshire.
This is Pulse 2 Match Pulse Day Live
with Tim Thornton.
City leading the shootout 4-2.
Come on, Jukey, save it.
The left footer.
Come on, Jukey, save it.
Against Duke.
Save it.
He steps up. Yeah! He's saving. Yeah! And City have got them out.
Yeah!
City are through to the quarterfinals of the League Cup. Everybody is on their feet. Matt Duke is being chased down the touchline. What a night. The fans, 5,000 of them, are going absolutely wild.
Wow, what a night, by the way. Get in there. Look at the supporters.
I am almost speechless.
Outstanding, by the way.
An incredible night. 15 minutes played. 0-0 at Valley Parade on Pulse Sport. Gary Jones on the free kick. Swings it in. It's a chance, is it? Yes! 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 Scored!
Yes!
At the back post!
Oh!
It's a wonderful finish.
Get in!
And the Bobsons ahead against Arsenal in the Capital One Cup.
Oh, look at that, sticks.
Gary Thompson at the back post with the finish. I said the roof would come off if City scored. Well, I think the roof has come off.
Wow.
City 1, Arsenal 0.
Cazorla will take it over on the far side. Swings it in. Heads go up.
Brilliant.
Headed clear. Back to Cazorla. It's going to come back in the mix again here. Arsenal, plenty of bodies in. And he comes back post and they score. A back post header. And it's for Marlon, the captain, that's got it. With 3 minutes to go, Arsenal have equalised. And this game could be heading for extra time.
Come on, that's it. Blow your whistle. Yes!
He blows his whistle. What an effort. What a monumental effort. City from League Two have taken Arsenal from the Premier League to a penalty shootout. Thomas for Marlon has to score. And he's... And City is through! The captain misses for Arsenal! One of the biggest results in the club's history. City are through to the Capital One Cup semi-final.
I can't believe it.
They're on the pitch, look.
Oh my God. I can't believe
look
it.
Look at this, look.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely incredible scenes.
So it's a corner, right-hand side in front of the TL Dallas stand. Gary Jones will swing it in. It's a deep one towards the back post. It's half cleared, still in there. Benteke gets it, and then it comes to Hindu, hits it into the ground.
Is it?
Could be a chance!
Yeah!
And he's in the back of the net! And City has scored! And it's Nicky Wells!
What did I tell you?
Takes it home for his 16th of the season! And it's liftoff at Valley Parade! 18 minutes played! The incredible! Could it be about to happen? Could City be on their way to Wembley? It's City 1, Villa 0.
Gary Jones again, swings it in. It's a decent ball, that Hansen with a header! And it breaks in the box for Nicky Wells. Gives it back to Gary Jones. Another bite to the cherry here for City. And it comes!
Oh! Yes!
Yes!
And it's Rory McCardle!
Come
and
on!
And City, it's another step closer to Wembley! The dream is on!
Would you believe it?
Rory McCardle! And City have got to keep their composure. They've got to keep their cool. Because they are in with a great chance now of knocking Villa out. They lead by 2-0.
Gary Jones swings it in towards the back post.
McHugh has scored! The dream of Wembley could be about to become a reality because City look like they're going to take a 2-goal cushion to Villa Park for the second leg. McCardle with the second, McHugh with the third.
What a goal.
What a night. And Wembley, surely not, but who knows, 3-1 City lead.
90 minutes away from a major cup final, 3-1 City lead from the first leg. Can they finish the job tonight? In towards the back post, Benteke sends it!
Yes, James Hansen! James Hansen has broken his goal drought! He has gone 9 games without a goal! What a time to score! Is that a goal that will take City to Wembley? It's Aston Villa 1, City 1! Delph lumps it forward, last chance, Derby clears up towards halfway. Gary Thompson's there.
That's it.
Vita Kingston. Oh my goodness me. City have done it. This is incredible. This is fantasy football.
Fantastic.
City from League Two have made it to the Capital One Cup final.
Hernandez, in comes the cross, body's in there and they've scored now. He's tucked in at the near post. And Swansea have got their fifth goal of the afternoon. De Guzman from close range. Cardle on the edge of the six-yard box and that's going to go out for a throw on the far side. And that's the full-time whistle. It is all over at Wembley. A handshake between Phil Parkinson and Michael Laudrup. And Swansea have won the Capital One Cup. They have beaten City by 5-0. But what a journey it has been for the Bantams. The road to Wembley, simply sensational. But a disappointing end this afternoon.
The best uninterrupted full match coverage of every Bradford City game, home and away.
Throw to City, into the box it comes. Chance possibly there. Shot, goal, yes! Bradford City have scored! Carl Shep!
Kiwamia is trying to get it through towards the edge of the box as he won a corner kick. No, it's still in play. Chance here! Yes, he scored! It's Des Hamilton! Chance here possibly now. Is it up for grabs? No, yes, it's there! City 3! Blackpool 0! Goodness me! They've got it! It bubbled around the area. Roll loose! It's Stallard who's got it. It's Blackpool 0, Bradford City 3. The Blackpool Towers are a mile down the road, but the Twin Towers are beckoning now.
Pulse Sport on the Pulse of West Yorkshire.
Finds Wells, knocks it early into the feet of Thompson. Comes in off his shape, driving into the box, strikes it! What a goal from Gary Thompson! An absolute screamer! And City are back in it! Gary Thompson will not score a better goal in his entire career! What a time to deliver! It's City 2, Burton 3, with 16 minutes to go! Rolls it out to Meredith on this left-hand side. Reed's on the move and he tries to play it over the top. Wells is chasing it as well. The defender allowed it to bounce. Can Wells get it? He does! And he scores! Naki Wells through the goalkeeper's legs! And the tie is level! Naki Wells with his 24th goal of the season! It's Burton 0, City 1! And then McArdle comes to win it with a powerful header up towards Hansen, who gets his head on it. Wells, he holds up the loose ball. Can he get it around the last defender? He's road one challenge and another, pokes it for Hansen. He strikes and scores! What a finish from James Hansen! His 50th goal for the Bantams, and he'll not score a more important one! Is that the goal that will take City to Wembley? They lead by 2-0. Blow that whistle, because City are nearly there. They are nearly there. Referee has got the whistle in his mouth, and they are there! It's the second Wembley appearance of the season! The lads are jumping around, the fans behind the goal salute the players. This has been a magnificent effort, and for the second time this season, the Bantams will go to Wembley!
He will clear it up the pitch towards Hansen, who's being pushed, shoved, and he does well to get his header to Naki Wells, who picks out Kyle Reid. This could be a chance, edge of the box. Reid, he drops the shoulder. Can he produce something? Tozer, he's big and strong, but so is Reid. Reid, who picks out Meredith, who's got a good crossing chance towards the back post. Hansen's in there, too high for him. Breaks for Gary Thompson, hooks it towards the back post. Hansen with a header!
Yes!
James Hansen has scored! The local boy has delivered again, and City are ahead in the playoff final. It's City 1, Northampton 0. Everybody bar Di Montagnac back to defend this for Northampton. It's taken short. Reid gives it back to Gary Jones. Back to Reid. And it's wasted a little bit, is it? Now Reid's managed to sidestep the challenge. Good crossing chance this. Tries to pick out Davies at the back post, but he overhits it. Doyle will retrieve it. Puts it in again. Chance!
Yeah!
Got a second goal! And it's Rory McArdle! City could be heading back to League One after a six-year stay in the bottom division. They have started this game very, very well. 19 minutes on the watch, and they lead by 2-0.
Cuts it back for Reid. Angle of the 18-yard box. Stands one up towards the back post. Thompson's in there. Thompson with a header. Wells, surely!
Yes!
He's got the top goal! He just loved scoring against Northampton! And he's done it again! And City could be home with hoes before half-time here! They are heading back to League One! They lead by 3-0!
Come on, ref.
Derby puts it out of play.
Come on,
for a
ref.
Throw. We have played 4 minutes of added time. The referee looks at the watch at Wembley Stadium.
That's it.
He has got the whistle
That's
in his
it.
Mouth at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
And it's all over.
City are promoted to League One. The season that has kept on giving has given us a perfect finish at Wembley Stadium. A wonderful performance from the Bantams. And after 6 years in League Two, City are back in League One.
Nine minutes gone at Valley Parade. Bradford City nil, Northampton Town nil. And the applause starts as the picture appears on the big screen, the one that we've seen so many times in recent years, in the claret and amber of Bobby Campbell. There's only one Bobby Campbell, and the applause starts, and it'll continue for a whole minute. Just about everybody in the ground, even some of the Northampton fans are joining in with it. That's good to see as play continues. Stuart McCall acts as the ball boy and gives it to Nicky Law. And the chanting, there's only one Bobby Campbell as well, rings out all around Valley Parade. It's so loud, you'll be able to hear that in the city centre, I'm sure. Very, very emotional night here. I have to say, the club have done Bobby Campbell proud tonight. It was a fantastic tribute on the big screen beforehand. I hope they show that again. I don't know whether they will at half time, but maybe they'll tweet it out or certainly put it on the club website. It's absolutely superbly done. Corner kick then, left hand side, and McMahon with it, right footed, headed, yes, in the top corner, Rory McArdle, a playoff winner in 2013, sticks City into the lead with just over 10 minutes to go. Brilliant corner, bullet header, goalkeeper, no chance at all. City 1, Fleetwood 0. If they don't concede a goal in the next 105 minutes, we're heading to Wembley.
City are celebrating. We are almost there. It is with Cairns. Cairns goes short to McLaughlin. Referee checks his watch, allows play to continue. It's pumped forward. He played the 4 minutes. The flick on here. Devante Cole is bobbling around in there. Referee still has a look. We are Bradford City. We are on our way back to Wembley. That is the full-time whistle. City have done it. It has finished. Fleetwood 0. City 0.
We're about to get underway, and it is going to be Millwall who are going to get things started, kicking from left to right. So they will be attacking the City end in this first half, and the City end is absolutely bouncing, Jason.
And we are underway then. City in their third appearance at Wembley in 4 years. Can they do it? They are 90 minutes away from the Championship. A long, hard season. It all comes down to this. Brilliant from Billy Clark. Wins it for City. Colum is to Marshall. Oh, Clark's in space. Can he find him? Marshall, in towards Billy Clark. He's in on goal. He's got to finish. Oh, he's put it wide. Think he got a touch off the defender. He was on his weaker right foot. He was in. He just needed to apply the finish, and somehow the defender touches it round the post.
Chests it down and runs square midway inside the Millwall half. Sends it into the area. Wyke is there. So's yes. Tony McMahon. Strikes it into the middle. McMahon again. Oh, it's into the side, netting it over. That was the moment. And City have got two players down, including McMahon, inside the penalty area with their heads in their hands. They cannot quite believe that. Jones with his head in his hand as well.
Had McMahon to go back across, did he?
McMahon went for the goal. He could have squared it. It's gone dead. And we have had 5 minutes of stoppage time. And the referee, Simon Hooper, has looked at his watch. And the goalkeeper, Jordan Archer, is about to send the ball forward from the goal kick. Will it be the last touch for Millwall in League One? The referee has got the whistle in his mouth. Archer sends the ball down the right-hand side. Nat Knight-Percival launches it forward. It's cleared away, though, by Millwall. Morrison, who scored the goal, which is settled this tie as the final whistle blows. City players are out on their feet. The City players are still out there as well. There's some Millwall fans who are running around. Some of them have just gone over. Some of them are taunting Stuart McCall. And one or two have gone towards Stuart McCall. And some Millwall fans are going to try to shake City's hands. They don't want to see you. Just get off the pitch. They are, those fans, you don't want to condemn all the Millwall supporters, but those that have come onto the pitch are a disgrace, absolute disgrace to themselves, to their families, to their club.
Well, they're not showing them on the telly, are they? They're not showing them on the TV, and they should do.
Well, rest assured, there will be close-ups of all of them, and I sincerely hope that the Millwall take action against them as well, but that's for another day to worry about. The City players and Stuart McCall and Kenny Black and the backroom staff are going out to support the team away to the right-hand side, going and standing in front of the supporters as well and acknowledging the support from them. Neil Harris, the Millwall manager, is trying to tell their supporters to get off the field, and some of them are now coming into the City half. And I'll tell you what, it's an absolute disgrace from Millwall, and it's about time the Football League took action against them.
Some ball into Norris, he might hit this, he stands one up to Smith, it's a chance and he scores. Matt Smith with a downward header with 8.5 minutes to go. Norris teed it up and Smith with the finish. It's Leeds' first attempt on goal. He's taken them 82 minutes, but they lead by a goal to nil. Decent ball in, headed clear as far as not on the edge of the box, strikes it. Oh, he's yes! Billy Knott with a wonderful goal! It's lift off at Valley Parade! Billy Knott with the instant response! Those Leeds fans are not singing now! It's one apiece!
I tell you what, the ball come out to him and I said, never touch it, hit the target. I tell you what, that is a wonder strike, by the way, wonder strike.
Finds Little, left-hand side. Hansen's peeled away to the back post.
Rip it in.
Puts it in as well towards Hansen. Yes! And he won it for Bradford! 2 goals in 2 minutes! The Bantams lead by 2-1!
I tell you what, football is a crazy, crazy game, by the way.
Last chance, free kick on the right-hand side. It's whipped in towards the back post. Heads go up and he's headed it over the bar. Matt Smith with a chance to level the scores in the final 10 seconds. And he has ballooned his header over the bar.
That is a chance.
Everybody around the ground is on their feet. This place is bouncing. City are on the verge of making another piece of history. The referee blows his whistle. And for the first time at Valley Parade since 1932, the Bantams beat Leeds.
They can put it on the money here, Moraes.
The roof will come off on this stand if this goes in. Moraes has it then. It's 5 yards in from the touchline, 10 yards from the flag. So it's between the 18-yard box and the touchline here. Stead is in there. Davis is forward. McArdle's forward as well. Hansen's on the penalty spot, being marked by John O'Shea. Here comes Moraes. Delivery is right on the money and it goes right across the face. Goal. Chance for Clark. He scores! Billy Clark! A score for City! The roof has nearly come off the stand! Left-footed! What a start for the Bantams! Would you believe it? They're doing it again! They're in front against Sunderland! Great header from Andrew Davies to win it ahead of Connor Wickham, and then Johnson's deep in his own half. He's under real pressure from Meredith. He's going backwards and backwards, and the best he can do is head it straight to Hansen. Steps in! Can he finish? He can! He's got in! City have a second! The cup erupts behind that goal! He's scored in every round! He's scored again against his former club! John Stead has given City what could be a massive second goal. Are we on the way to Wembley? We're certainly a step closer. The quarter-finals beckon for the Bantams.
Billy Knott got the man of the match, Sticks. Not too sure about that. I mean,
he's blown it.
The referee looks at his whistle, but
that is amazing.
He puts the whistle to his lips. They are there, City. They have been rampant this afternoon. They have been relentless, and they've got a result that they richly deserve. Easy, easy is the chant. City are in the quarter-finals of the FA Cup. They've sent Sunderland packing in the fifth round. They've beaten them by 2-0. Oscar will take it again in the bright fluorescent green boots. Here it comes again in towards the near post. Our chance, and it's in. It's turned in at the near post. I think it was Gary Cahill who got a flick. There was a real element of good fortune about it, and Williams rooted to the spot. Not a great goal, but it is a goal that puts Chelsea in front. They lead by a goal to nil. Moraes is giving it away towards Ramirez. He's got options. Salah's first touch should be a tap-in. Walks in and hits the post, and they score a second, and City guilty of gifting the opportunity. It was given away by Moraes. They sped forward, 3-2, and it was a tap-in from Ramirez, who was a little bit fortunate because it came off the woodwork and crept over the line. Plenty forward for the Bantams. Here it is from Moraes in towards the penalty spot. Davis is there. He gets a flick on it. Falls to naught. Back stick might be a chance for Stead. Edge of the area. He's forced to check it. And his left foot strikes it and scores! City are back in it. Left footed finish from John Stead. Check got a hand to it. In the roof of the net. And the Bantams are back in it in front of the 6,000 supporters. Chelsea 2, City 1.
Great finish, wasn't it?
Here comes Meredith. Long throw, Hansen with a flick. Half chance. Oh, save! But score! Moraes has scored! In front of the City supporters. Wheels away towards the corner flag. Oh, it came back to Moraes. And against the club, who released him? He put City back in it. Unbelievable stuff. We dared to dream. We've got an equaliser at the bridge. It is 2-2.
Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable stuff. The Premier League leaders were 2 up. City would not give up. 2-2 here at Stamford Bridge. Edge of the 18-yard box. Taking on Azpilicueta. Comes across in towards Stead. Back to go. Can he work? No, and he still has it. The chance.
Oh my God.
Right-hand corner. In front of the supporters. City lead. We dare to dream.
Oh my God.
They are in front here at Stamford Bridge. Who would believe it? This is miracle football from the Bantams. 3-2 up at Stamford Bridge. Unbelievable.
I cannot get my head. What a move. What great play.
Into the feet of Stead. Back to goal. Still has he Stead. Chance for Yates. Oh! 4-2. Wow. In front of the City fans. It's game over. City are going to beat the Premier League leaders. Unbelievable. They lead by 4-2. The Chelsea fans are heading for the exit door. The FA Cup fifth round is on the way for City. This is incredible. Every single supporter on their feet. The flags have been swung above their heads. The referee puts his whistle to his lips. Unbelievable. City have beaten Chelsea. The Premier League leaders have been humbled by the Bantams. Who would have believed it? We dared to dream. We're pinching ourselves. They have been amazing. City have won by 4-2. Humbled at the bridge by the Bantams.
I can't get my head around it.
This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live, the home of the Bantams. Pulse Sport. On the Pulse of West Yorkshire. On DAB Digital Radio, 12:78 and 15:30 a.m. Pulse 2, Match Day Live, backing the Bantams.